This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The smartest show in the Bay Area.
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that ass again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, let's go. This is a special day. A special day for a bunch of reasons. Obviously, greetings from the 2025 Red and Gold Summit preseason to start the 49er year, to start the entire NFL. It is Willard and Dibs, your afternoon 95.7 The Game host, getting things started here from King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair. And we will have the baton and the ball for a couple hours as our brethren makes their way here. And here is good. Really good looking scene right now that's starting to build.
And it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes, sir.
Apologies to those of you who partake in various December holidays, but this is the day. Football starts. The draft last night was super fun. I'm really happy with my grade from Yahoo. I think that's going to lead me automatically to the title.
What was your grade?
I got a B plus.
Yeah, so I
sturdy B plus.
Now, I thought you did a good job.
Thank you.
I texted you a couple times.
That was a
next level selection that you've just made. I do want to tell you though, as someone who's maybe done this for a few more years than you, you better take that grade and put that thing in the trash. Those things are usually the kiss of death. And
that's
so
fair.
They're fine if they're good as long as you ignore them. If you let them go to your head, you're going to have a bad year. That's how it works.
Going to go to my head until my first player goes tomorrow, the Kansas City defense. And
okay.
They'll probably give up 37 in Brazil.
Well, they won't all get hurt, so that's the good news.
That's the game.
They will be available every week this year, I promise you.
Kansas City will play defense.
Yes, they will. They're going to have a defense
okay.
every week.
So, yeah, I'll bask in the B-plus for now, and I'll also bask in the reality that the season starts tonight, and this is one of my favorite events that we do, not only because of the beautiful setting here, but also all of us together and getting ready for another season.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we appreciate the early arrivers who are already taking up some of the good seats. Hello to each and every one of you. You guys are next level. We love that. Those of you who are listening right now in the car on your way, hello to you as well. There is plenty of space for all. So make your way to Westfield Valley Fair and King's Fish House. house, which, by the way, Dibs, I have already, as I said, sampled the food.
Saw that.
Delicious. We sampled because we're outside. We took a look around inside. It's gorgeous in there.
Yeah.
This is a really nice place. Got the TVs surrounding the bar. If you do want to stay and watch the game after the summit tonight, all things are on the table. But this is a good spot that we have found ourselves in today.
I think oysters are currently on the table, literally
on the table.
So I was tempted to go and fire off a couple, but I thought after the show might be most appropriate with, you know, cozy confines here. Breath control is definitely a factor. So I was thinking of you, partner.
I'll sit next to you, and you're fine so far.
Okay.
We're doing fine. But, yes, we do have two empty chairs on each side of us, and they will be filled up with Shasky and Spadoni and Steiny and Guru at some point. And if you're a veteran of these summits, we will tell you there is going to be some surprises. There are going to be a few things that are a little bit different this year, but you will also get – always the same thing that you always get, which is your involvement, and then us just kind of going through all of the top things that are facing the 49ers and the NFL this year as we get another season started. We are almost exactly 3 hours from NFL kickoff. And one thing I always love to do on this day is just kind of like talk through, this is for individuals, it's for families, it's for adults, it's for kids. Like, how does today change your life? Like, how are the next 4 months kind of different from the previous eight? Because it is. It's different.
Yeah.
Like, I got the email this morning. Open house at my kid's school.
Oh, boy.
It's a week from tonight. I will be there.
That sounds like a Thursday.
I'll be there, but I'll do it in a very Steve Kerr sort of a way. Do you plan to go to open house? I do. Could we speed it up?
Sure.
Right? Because everything works.
I do.
Thank you, Steve. Like, everything works around these games. And there's an ebb and a flow to this entire thing. And it's at least three nights a week and sometimes more.
And at least with the Thursday, and part of our ebb and flow is the game gets ready to start. And I look at you flummoxed and you remind me that it's on Amazon Prime. And I shrug and sigh and I open up my thing and I'm in the Prime and in we go. And I figure it out, and then by the time you get home, the second half is about to start.
Yep,
and
exactly.
Same thing with the Monday. And for me, the anticipation, though, is really about Sunday. And having Scott Hansen on yesterday, the host of Red Zone.
Oh, man.
I know that it was a 15 out of 10 on your excitement meter.
Holy
but
crap.
For me, that was like the true harbinger of what is ahead of us. 4 months of Sunday's the day. Yeah, Thursday, Friday this week.
Yeah, we'll ease
Monday,
into it. You'll
Saturday
ease
into when it. We get to December. I know that it bounces around later, but something about that first Sunday, it's obviously like opening day in baseball where you can think that this is our year. And if you're a Tigers fan, you actually got that this year. And if it's football, can think this is our year.
Well, I'd almost like to play with that a little bit. And yes, the summit does not start until 4, so if you do want to hit us up between now and then, we're wide open for you at 888-957-9570. And because the unique situation the 49ers find themselves in, last few years, heavy, heavy favorite. And then prior to that, right, when Kyle Shanahan first took over the team, you had a few years where you were a heavy, heavy underdog. And you usually thought you had a sense of, are they going to be good? Are they not going to be good? Sometimes we're a little bit right. Last year, we were very, very wrong. But only 2019 was the year that I can at least hope is like this one, which was most people thought it was a team that was about to have a losing record, and as it turned out, they ended up in the Super Bowl and very, very dominant. The hope is that this is the same kind of year, but the feeling is the same where you can make a good case for 7-10, you can make a good case for 11-6, depends on what you think and sort of how you look at it. But because of all that, I find this Sunday's game against the Seattle Seahawks to be a little bit different than most openers. All openers are big. They're openers. They are the first time you get a look at them. But I really do believe that Monday is going to feel almost like a celebration or a disaster for the fan base. I really feel that way.
Yeah.
Because this one is such a first look at so many questions.
Yeah.
And if the answers start coming in no to those questions, I don't think this fan base is going to have a very long period of time before they start freaking out.
It depends on how it goes and what the sticking points are. If you lose and your kicker misses a couple of kicks, well, there you go. Everyone's going to be outraged, and maybe the Niners make a move because Jake Moody is probably on the hottest seat of anybody on that team right now. If Juwan Jennings plays and looks sluggish, and I know that he just got fresh money last night.
Well,
and so
incentive money, but yeah.
Well, it's fresh. He gets $3 million in, you know, incentives, and I would imagine that they are snap count related like they were last year. And if they are those sorts of incentives, he should be able to hit them. Last year it was 60 catches, 600 yards, and 6 touchdowns.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, until we see what they are, and it is a completely different receiving core this year, what injuries take place, but you have now Ricky Pearsall ready to go at the start of a season. You are 3 weeks away from DeMarcus Robinson. I don't want us to forget about Jordan Watkins. They really, really like him, and they're going to want him to be a part of this whole thing, and at some point this year, Brandon Ayuk starts to come back into the fold. There is, and this is what I love about every NFL season, there is such a journey that has to unfold. So many things right now beyond our wildest imagination that will happen. And so many things that we think are for sure won't.
Right.
And so what is Juwan going to be healthy? Is he going to have the same opportunities? All of these things. He had a healthy year last year, and I would argue he had opportunities he's very unlikely to get again.
Most likely,
so
yeah.
So that, to me, when you do kind of something incentive-based, this is the two sides talking for 2 months, and then eventually just finding a way to find a little common ground and kicking the can down the road. This is both sides essentially saying, let's do this, let's play hard. We're probably breaking up after the year.
Well,
that's how I see it.
That's how they both see it, because the reality is if Juwan has a year like he did last year, and I shared the spot track average annual value estimate based on last year, and that estimate was $19 million. Now, there are reports, I don't know if they've been corroborated, that he was offered $16 million a year for a multi-year deal, which obviously wouldn't be guaranteed. If you're Juwan and you think that you can have a year this year like you did last year, and if the valuation on that is about $20 million, then it does you no good to take the 16. Now, if he has a little bit of a down year and he starts to get rolling right when Robinson comes back and takes his touches and Ayuk comes back and takes his touches, and at the end of the year, Juwan was good, maybe 50 catches for 500 yards and 5 touchdowns, his price goes down, maybe then he's more keepable by the Niners.
I wonder, because I get why it is so alluring right now for a wide receiver to be a free agent, because the market has gone absolutely crazy. And no matter what happens this year, last year is on tape, and the other GMs can see it. And so if they've got it in their mind that that's what his capabilities are, even if lack of opportunity gets in the way a little bit this year, you might see someone open up the book. Because, oh, by the way, $20 million a year isn't really opening up the book anymore at the wide receiver position.
Yeah, exactly.
It's nice. Don't get me wrong. I think there's only 20 or 25 players making that. But that number is going to go up big time because somebody has already set the market at double that at the position.
And if you think about wide receiver twos, which is essentially what he is, here or elsewhere, I don't think that a team is going to give him wide receiver one money.
No.
So if you think about what T. Higgins makes and what Jalen Waddle makes, and I guess it'd be Devontae Smith, right, in Philly.
They're kind of a
1-1A, essentially, but Devontae makes less. If Juwan's fancying himself as that caliber of a wide receiver too, I think all three of them make north of $20 million average annual, and that's where he would want.
I think all three of them make well north of 25.
Even Devontae,
Devontae makes 25.
Okay.
Jalen makes 28.
Yep.
And T. Higgins, that one's brand new and fresh, and I forget exactly what it is, but I want to say it was about 29, somewhere between 29 and 31 for T. Higgins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And that came out on the same day that they also announced 40 for Ja'Marr Chase. And that stuff, look, let's be real. We can all sit here and go, this is ridiculous. And I'm one of the people who thinks that. I think it's crazy to put that amount of money into what is the most dependent position on the entire field.
Yep.
But I also understand the marketability of these players, the flashiness, the fantasy football, how they look in an outfit, the talking, the jawing, all of it. I get that that's all part of this. But I just think that when you see that and you're one of the guys who plays that position, it's impossible for that to not get into your veins. And you think, well, I need to get a piece of that. And I do not blame Juwan for that. This is one of the rare contract situations. I never got to a point of taking sides. I never did. I supported Juwan going for it. If he wants north of 20, I'm like, the Niners shouldn't do
it. Exactly.
They didn't. They also never got to a point where anyone was skipping games. And this may very well head to a divorce at the end of the year, and that's okay. It happens in the NFL all the time. But I really understand where both sides are coming from. I get why Juwan wants a piece of the pie, and I get why the Niners are like, we don't have that pie right now for you.
Well, and the pie slice gets smaller next year because Brock Purdy's 53 annual hits the books. And, you know, Shanahan's already said how much he wants to keep Colton McKivitz, which I take him at his word. And so if Juwan Jennings gets an offer like Aaron Banks did, right? Banks got 4 years and 84 to go elsewhere, and the Niners probably gave him a firm handshake and said, glad to have you.
Yep.
It was good having you, but man, Godspeed, and go make that paper. So if Juwan has a year this year like he did last year, and the market, I'm looking at Christian Kirk's making 18, he's a 2. Mike Evans is making 20. He's really the one. Chris Godwin's making 22.
Yeah, so Godwin's not. I don't even know if he's the two anymore. He's injured again.
Right.
And they took
but just salary wise.
Right,
you know?
But they took a wide receiver in the first round,
yep.
So they're preparing to move on from one of those guys, no doubt.
Debo's making 17.5 average annual. So if you're Juwan and you have a good year again, you're going to be thinking about that neighborhood. And if you're the Niners, you have Ricky Pearsall, who will be coming up sooner rather than later, and you just drafted Watkins, and I don't think you want to sink that money into the wide receiver two again.
Not while you're doing 30 for Brandon Ayuk.
Right.
Yeah, there's no question about it. It's the right thing to do. So I get it. I understand fans. I'm one of them. They want these guys to stay, especially the homegrown ones who succeed. That's kind of been the Niners thing. And I'm not saying that this is done for sure. I don't know exactly how this is going to go. Maybe he is a Niner beyond this year. But this, to me, is an example of sort of the answer to the question of why we love this so much. Everything in the NFL is so urgent and so in the moment. It's what you talked about Sundays. What happens on Sundays at 10 o'clock? I don't know. If you're us, this isn't everybody, but if you're us, that's it, man. You block everything else out. This is what we're doing, and everything is super important that day, and it's kind of how I feel about the Juwan situation. If he's gone next year, he's gone. I'm not thinking about next year anymore. The beauty of this is we just spent 3 weeks hemming and hawing and freaking out about the Niner receiver core and receiver availability for September 7th. And now it is September 4th, And I know he may not be in perfect shape, but they've got their they've got a couple receivers. They've got their receivers to a degree who they can put out there for this game. Reinforcements are coming. We will worry about next year.
Exactly, and you'll worry about next week, because you don't know what's going to transpire in Seattle that might prompt you to do A, B, or C. And I already mentioned the kicker, and I'll say my kicker, Jake Moody, took him in the fantasy league. I told you I was going to.
I was proud of you.
Thrilled that he was still available somehow.
He will still be available if we did 12 more rounds. But I love that you did it because you stuck your pick where your mouth is.
Right.
So I like that.
And yeah.
I dig that about you.
Appreciate
it. It's a terrible pick, but I dig it about you.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. I mean, he may have a phenomenal week one
he
did last year against the Jets.
Yes. He won me a game.
Exactly. So he can be that guy. He can also go 1-for-3 and lose his gig, and you know, we have free waiver claims in our league, so I can go ahead and make a claim.
You go get another
play
kicker.
Rotating yeah, kicker. And
what
know.
Round did you take him in?
That the last round.
Was it the last round? Okay, that's the only other thing. Like, at least you waited to the last round. I was proud of you for that, too. All you people who picked Brandon Aubrey in the 9th round of your draft, you're wrong. I don't care how good he is, you're just wrong. You don't do that. You pick a kicker in the last round, or you're doing it wrong. My opinion.
Yeah. I mean, you can just wait and pick one up on waivers, too, and you pick 15 other players, and you decide who's the weak link. You are the weakest link.
I keep ending up with Tyler Loop. You even know who that is? Tyler Loop.
No, but I took somebody. Lucas took somebody that we were mentioning, all those names, right? Like, who does this guy play for?
And who'd you take, Lucas? Who'd you take at the kicker position?
No, not a kicker, but
running back, Bashaul Tootin.
That's right. Yeah, he got Tootin.
He got Tootin.
I was mad he got Tootin.
Yeah, Tootin could be a thing now.
And then
late
in the draft, I took, is it
Tesla.
Thank you, Tesla.
Tesla. Make sure you say it right, because people will get very
put a
bumper sticker on your face if you say Tesla.
Dude.
So it's Tesla.
I got Tesla late. Detroit, right? Detroit
correct.
Wide receiver.
Yeah,
thank you.
Wide receiver. Rookie wide receiver.
One of those where, trying to put the toddler down. It's like, my pick's coming up. We're just going to put Tesla in the queue.
No, I noticed
and I got
that,
the slaw.
I noticed that about you. Because I know you so well, I saw you making picks, and each time I'm like, he doesn't even know who that is.
No.
He doesn't even
no
know
clue.
Who that is. But you're like, let's do it. You know, like, there's a
round
person.
Round 14.
There's a person. He's got a job. Let's take him and see what he can do. And in a 16-team league, that's pretty much what's there at the end.
We got down to where these players on the list were not, they didn't even have an average draft position. There was no ADP because there wasn't enough data for some of these
some
guys.
Some of them don't even have a team. They just have, like, I've been asked that question this week. What does N/A mean when it's next to them? It means they're not on a team. But give it a try. They might be on a team by week 5.
Yeah, you never
know. I don't know.
Not available.
So, yeah. Anyway, that was fun last night, and it did get our group in a really good mood right out of the gate when the news broke that Juwan Jennings and the 49ers had kind of come to some sort of an agreement. It gave us also a window into why Juwan did not make himself available to talk yesterday. We were wondering about that yesterday on the show, and I think we got our answers because they knew something was cooking, and they knew an announcement was about to come out, and they're going to let the Schefters and the Rappaports of the world do their thing, and then they'll circle back and talk to people after the fact, which no doubt will probably be today. I don't even know if the locker room is open, but the next time it is, that's when Juwan will speak, and I'm sure that things will have calmed down and he'll be able to put a smile on his face and say, let's go beat Seattle.
Right.
Because he's always had his head perfectly screwed on straight, I feel, in terms of being a teammate, a 49er, all of those things.
Yeah, and I think that the money he got, $3 million in incentives, is not a complete loss. It's a loss. It's a capitulation sensation in some ways.
Right, but he turned down an offer. We don't know what the offer was.
But even if it was, let's just theorize, if it was $16 million average annual, not fully guaranteed, mind you.
Yeah, I get it.
3 and 48, of which maybe an additional 18's guaranteed.
But,
I don't know.
But 16, you know what $16 million is? That's more money than he's made in his career to this point.
Right.
So, like, I also think about it that way. Like, and I'm sure that if Drew Rosenhaus was doing his job, he sat Juwan down and he said this. Like, okay, they're offering, and again, we're making that number up, or there is a report. If they're offering you $16 million a year, you think you're worth 22. Juwan, I think you're right.
Nice.
I'm with you, pal. I'm with you. But I also want you to consider the fact that you've only made, let's say, 14 in your, how many years has he played now? 5, 6 years?
Yep.
You've only made less than that in your 5, 6 years. You're approaching 30, and you're about to go play football. So your legs might not be in the same shape in December as they are now. Consider that. And that is, that's the leverage that that teams hold over players, and I get it, and we all love it when they bet on themselves. But sometimes when you bet on yourself, you lose. So that's a lot of money that's being left there on the table because Juwan wants to hit the free agent market. But what's Juwan going to look like when he hits that market? That's the question everyone needs to answer.
It depends. And, you know, I'm not sure if that reported or rumored $16 million per is actually true or not. But, you know, if you're Juwan, you're in a spot where, yeah, you're going to bet on yourself. And, you know, this year you have a chance to make north of 10, which is a nice salary. And, you know, if things go well, you'd like to think that you can move up that ladder and get that real chicken probably elsewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Or you could come get chicken here at King's Fish House. They
okay.
do have some on the menu.
Look at you.
I noticed that. They've got a great burger and obviously some of the best seafood around and just a tremendous atmosphere. And we are out here in the wonderful sunshine. However, sunscreen largely not necessary. Couple sunspots around there for of you who like to bathe, but we got umbrellas, overhangs, and absolutely perfect temperatures, a wonderful, wonderful atmosphere that's starting to build as we move toward this year's Red and Gold Summit with the other four hosts at the station all on their way. And, man, we got a bunch of things to talk about. We got some surprises. John Taylor is here.
Yeah.
Is that
John?
Is that John Taylor? Okay. Because who was the tight end who wore 80? Ross Dwelly, but I'm also thinking back like about
John
7 or 8 years. No, but after Frank, but before Dwelly. Eric something. Eric.
Salbert? Eric Johnson?
Johnson. I think it was. But didn't Eric Johnson wear 82? Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't know. He's here too. Anyway.
You got George Kittle
got
here
George
as well.
Kittle.
Kittle's
Kittle,
in the building.
Thank you for coming.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, you keep growing the hair. You're not quite there yet. But anyway, we got...
Can confirm Eric Johnson more old.
Eric Johnson, 82. Lovely Christy, thank you very much. Appreciate you chiming in. Anyway, we're lining up for a great day here today. And obviously, the NFL season is freaking here.
Yeah, and coming up a little bit later before the summit, I've got 5 questions I'd like to ask you.
I saw those, yeah.
Lucas and Grandy, I'd love to have them jump in as well. A little bit of a round table on just 5 general... 5 general NFL questions that we can knock around. There's a couple Niner slanted ones in there as well.
I got an NFL question for you. When somebody walks by in a Cowboys jersey, are you allowed to tar and feather him?
Oh, boy.
Give it to him! Give it to him! Boo!
Whoa, you don't boo either.
Everybody do them. I'm an Eagle fan tonight.
Des Bryant in the building.
About 2 nights a year, I'll root for the Eagles. Tonight's one of them.
Interesting, yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's always,
hell yes.
It's always an interesting one because, you know, 2 enemies. You got an enemy and an enemy, but you would rather see the Eagles win that as opposed to the Cowboys.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah. I would look for a 0-0 tie.
That's fine, too.
Neither one of them should be able to have fun.
Do you got any Eagles on your team last night?
I don't. No, but I quietly I have three Broncos. So
I like the Broncos this year.
I do, too.
What'd
but
you
I,
get?
I got the running back. I got the tight end, and you loved it.
You're
that was the one, Ingram.
Like, you're literally
and I got
doing
Cortland
the,
Sutton.
You're doing the Joe Montana thing where you're just like, I got the tight end.
Yeah.
I got the – they have names. Okay,
yeah.
Evan Engram.
I got him.
Cortland Sutton.
I said that.
And who was the other guy?
The guy who runs the ball when they hand it to him and he tries to get past the defense.
That would either be J.K. Dobbins or R.J. Harvey.
I got Harvey.
You got the rookie.
Yeah.
You got the rookie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm down on Dobbins.
That might take a minute now.
It might.
His pass protection is not up to par yet.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, just be patient.
Let me see if anybody wants to acquire him. He's on the block.
Coming up tonight after the Red and Gold Summit, because we are never going to be done today with the amazing events. Guess what we got at 7 o'clock? The Valkyries. and the Dallas Wings. Dallas is the worst team in the WNBA. If the Valkyries win the game, they clinch a playoff spot.
Valks.
That is happening at 7 o'clock tonight, right here on 95.7 The Game. Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app as well. You download the app, you search Valkyries, poof, there it is. That's how it works. You can also watch the game on KPIX Plus. Pre-game at 6:30, we're also sponsored by Cache Creek Casino Resort. I want to let everybody know also, do you know what's coming up? Not right away, but within the next hour.
What do you got?
It's time to fade the Devers.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And the pick is in.
Thursday night football is here, and it's going to be time to fade the Devers.
The pick is in. You can either ride with me or ride against me, and one of those camps will be a winner.
I know which one I'm doing.
I know, too.
Yeah. All right. It's,
great.
It's Summit Day, hour and a half away. Until then, it's Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.